Welcome, everyone. I'm Michael, your host for Judgment Day. This is the 35th episode in this podcast reading series. The Lord returns to his place on his throne, and the jury of the saints stands in his presence. The bailiff will read God's decision to all the court. The scribe will court it all and report it here in this presentation about the facts and proceedings in the courtroom of Almighty God taking place on Judgment Day. This episode is the presentation of entries 730 through 732 from Book 6, Volume 2. Be sure to download Volume 1 of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies for free from polly@oshapubs.com. Get ready for Judgment Day. Get ready for the apocalypse. You're listening to Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecy. The Lord God Almighty is only one, and all will praise the Lord today. There will not be any among mankind to refuse, blessing the Lord for his mercy and love. The Lord God Almighty prepares to pass judgment. All of the angels in heaven will sing his praises. God is merciful, and his love is endless. There is no injustice in God's vengeance. Rightly has it come to this end, when all of the universe will bear witness to Almighty God's truly awesome power. He takes the spirits of the righteous unto him. The unrighteous upon the earth will remain, and the earth will be consumed in fire. All of the world will suffer for its crimes, including those who died on earth in the past. The righteous believers in God's eternal truth will be freed to live for eternity, and those who were deceived by Satan will be forgiven for their sins. It will come to pass, and very soon, because the Lord's justice is swift. His great and mighty sword of eternal truth will reap the earth of its ripened fruit. The truth of the Lord's greatness is in me. The words of the Mighty One are in my mouth. I bless the Lord with truth and love. I will do the will of Almighty God. Such is it that the Lord has spoken. The judgment of the fallen angels is eternal. The wayward souls of their forbidden offspring will finally have peace in their destruction. It was not their fault that they were born. God grants them mercy with non-existence. They will never again roam the earth restlessly. Their purpose to exist is no longer necessary. Those fallen angels who defied God and joined with the others in a rebellion will suffer for an eternity for that crime. None of the angels in heaven may ever defy God. It is the justice of the Lord on this day. Peace in heaven will again exist as eternal. There will be no more uprisings against God, and all the angels will forever bless His name. The Lord's judgment for the eternal watchers and the spirits of their misbegotten offspring will forever put an end to the trouble of this matter. The court has assessed their punishment and the sentence. Lord God, be merciful to me, and I ask that my sins be forgiven. I want not a catalog of crime against me, and I will bless the Lord for eternity. The world of man has suffered long. The life of man has been a struggle. If it were not for Satan's interference, mankind might have evolved to be peaceful. For all that it is and will ever be of mankind, there is truly one thing that can be said. Mankind has lived to know the truth of God, but there are many who will never believe. God is an eternally spiritual supreme being, and mankind is a creature God has made. It has always been God's plan for humanity to live and die on earth and to live again. The Lord will separate the chaff from the wheat, and the righteous souls will return to God. The Lord will give them new life again, because God is eternal life in the universe. The unrighteous souls will be burned in a fire, and the spirits of evil will be purified. All of those who have blasphemed God will never know life again. Well, this concludes episode 35 of Judgment Day. The subtitle for this segment was Key Takeaways. The court reporter has presented the brief of God's judgment, which will be presented. All the world anticipates this outcome, but it should not be a surprise to anyone. The Lord God Almighty is justice and truth. God is eternal in the universe. Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, stands with confidence. The Angel of Peace, Melchizedek, stands. The Lord will speak, and all will come to know. God's judgment for mankind. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. You don't want to miss any of these episodes. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.